We now turn to a discussion item here, commission procedures for revocation under licenses under Code Section 28.2528, which is the unlawful taking of oysters. Mr. Kugelman will explain a little bit the legality of all this, but what we're looking at doing here, staff has prepared a procedure here to allow the commission to use Section 528 for unlawful taking of oysters. It would result in a bit of a procedural change. Law enforcement, the Marine Police will come forward. There'll be a section set aside on the agenda in future meetings here for those who have violated the code laws and regulations pertaining to harvest of oysters. If they're convicted, they'll be brought before the commission here, and the commission is allowed under this code section here, which the General Assembly granted many, many decades ago here, the authority to revoke license for a minimum of 6 months and a maximum of 2 years. This would be for those fairly egregious cases where you're harvesting without a license, you're harvesting from a sanctuary, you're harvesting over your bushel limit or from condemned waterways. Mr. Kugelman can explain a little bit more the legalities of all this.
Thank you. Section 28.2-528 of the code allows the commission, without any notice or hearing to the license holder, actually requires the commission to revoke all fishing licenses to take or catch fish, shellfish, or marine organisms for any person convicted of unlawfully taking oysters or other mollusca from public grounds and in riparian oyster planting grounds assigned pursuant to Article 1 of Chapter 6 of the title, or any general oyster planting grounds lease pursuant to Article 2 of Chapter 6 of the title. So what happens is the Marine Police will find that somebody has been found guilty of taking oysters under one of these sections. That triggers the 528 revocation. Again, The due process concerns, which, you know, everybody says, well, gee, there's no notice, there's no hearing. No, their notice and hearing occurred when they had their criminal conviction. And once that occurs, the commission has no authority other than to revoke for a minimum of 6 months once it satisfies itself that the offenses that the Marine Police bring before the commission qualify under one of the three different kinds of violations under 528. The maximum that the commission can suspend the license is 2 years, but it's from the date of the hearing. It would be like for today's, it would be 6 months from today to 2 years from today. It doesn't matter what the date of the offense is. Excuse me, after the conviction, I'm sorry, I had that backwards, that's 232. It's for a minimum 6 months from the conviction date. So if it's 3 months later, 6 months from the conviction date, if you go to the minimum, is only 3 months. But you have the authority to go up to 2 years from the conviction date. And again, once these are brought and the commission is satisfied that the convictions fall within one of those three predicate offenses, the commission is bound to suspend for a minimum of 6 months.
The reason behind this is that we have struggled mightily, both at a staff level and the Marine Police level, and at a commission level here, to get our arms around this oyster poaching problem. And despite a year and a half of intensive law enforcement work and revocations by the commission, we're still seeing a fair amount, an unacceptable amount of oyster poaching. And the use of this code section, I believe, will help send the message that the commission is not messing around.
Right.
So I put it on the agenda as a discussion item. If there's any discussion, let's talk about it.
All right.
Mr. Tackett?
My only discussion would be that, I've heard from watermen who are living by the rules, doing what they're supposed to do, and they were upset that poaching was happening, and they hope we do something about it with every bit of power we had. So that's been my feedback from Eastern Shore, in particular the seaside of the Eastern Shore.
Anybody else with a comment or a suggestion? Well, we'll be seeing some of these cases in the months to come here, and it's my fervent, deep hope that this solves the problem and that those who are inclined to steal oysters from private lease grounds or to poach, that they get the message and they understand that they won't get a notice. They'll find out when the Marine Police show up with the revocation decision by the commission and take their licenses. There are appeal rights. They can appeal to the commission or they can appeal directly to circuit court.